الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى: ورفعنا لك ذكرك. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. One very very important, very very beneficial ibadat which Allah has blessed us. One of the most important basic fundamental is the ibadat of Durood Sharif, Salawat on Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We all should make dua that Allah puts it into our hearts, that we can realize how important this command is of Allah Ta'ala. It is the gateway to all, the whole of deen, to the pleasure of Allah, to every goodness in this dunya, to every goodness in the qabr on the day of Qiyamah. But very sadly also at the same time, generally we are all unmindful of it. It isn't in our heart. If each one of us think, myself, all, how much time do we really take out to read durood, salawat on Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? At least the bare minimum, when the name of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes, then we should read durood sharif. But generally that is also not lacking. It is common amongst the ulama that when students reach Mishkat Sharif year, then they make ziyarat. Allah blesses them, wears them with the vision of seeing in a dream, they see Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But unfortunately, generally this does not happen anymore. One of the reasons for that, why it should happen, that the students used to read a lot of durood sharif. Because wherever it comes, قال Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All should read. But unfortunately, that seems to be very much lacking, because of which we are deprived of this very great goodness also. So at least when Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name comes, let us not be so lazy, let us not be so stingy that we don't move our lips. Inshallah, every mu'min reads in his heart. But if we just move our lips a little bit, we don't have to say it loudly, but at least so much that we can hear it ourselves. So this is a very, very great ibadah. In this ayat-e-kareema, it speaks so much, fully, it speaks of the great love that Allah has got for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it speaks of the great position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By durood sharif, we will come, the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam will come in our hearts. The azmat, we really don't know who our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. For us today, we go to Rawdah-e Mubarak, so easy for us to stand there in front. But we find great mashayikh and ahlullah, they just couldn't bring themselves to stand there. That where are we fit that we are standing in front of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? A person that is filled with sin from head to toe, a person is filled with ghaflat, unmindfulness, and I stand in front of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But it's a command of Allah. So with great fear they go, and they just for a little while also, they just present their salam. And that also, they don't go to the front. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, what we have come to know, on two occasions, when he was on a wheelchair, he was in an invalid, so somebody had to push him. So one time, one of his children, grandchildren or somebody, they were pushing him, and it was somebody else who was not usually doing this work for Hazrat. And he pushed Hazrat right to the front. Hazrat got like what we will call a heart attack. Where? Yeah, you brought me. How can I come here? And one time, when Hazrat Maulana Alimiya, Maulana Abul Hassan al-Nadawi rahmatullah ali, he wanted to have the honor of reading, to be present with Hazrat Shaykh when presenting salam. So he also did not know, and he also pushed the wheelchair right to almost to the front. Then also, but Hazrat didn't say anything at that time. It was a great alim. But anyway, the great people, they knew. But fools and monkeys like us, we don't know the value, we just rush it. Anywhere, we are also there. But these people, they know the value. So in this one ayat, in how many ways Allah has shown the great honor of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. First of all, the ayat starts with inna Allah, and this is for stress, and this makes it a jumla ismiya according to Arabic grammar, which means continuity. That our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali Jazawmullah Khair should say, this is not the complete, it is correct, but not the complete translation that Allah is sending durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You have to add the word continuously. Allah Ta'ala is continuously sending durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah Rabbul Izzat, and we cannot comprehend how infinite Allah Ta'ala is. That Allah is doing everything in the world, at the same time Allah is sending durood also all the time. Allah is Allah. He is beyond. We can never fathom. Laysa kamithlihi shay. We can never fathom who Allah Ta'ala is. Amantu billahi kama huwa bi asma'ihi wa sifatihi wa qabiltu jami'a ahkamihi wa arkanihi. Allah is Allah. Also, just on that point, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, possibly this question comes to our mind that at Rawdah Mubarak at this moment, how many people must be reading durood? And from the whole world, today is Jumu'ah, and a special ibadat of the day of Jumu'ah is to send durood. People from around the world, and there are people, one Arab who came closer, and he asked that what should he do? So we told him, read durood. I asked, how many times? 100. He said, but I read every day 1,500. And there are many, many people who are reading in great abundance. One friend of us who is here with us, mashallah, he reads also on a daily basis at least about 300 times, 3,000 times durood daily. So Allah give us tawfiq. So the question might come to our mind that how does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reply to every salam? It comes every salam. If we are at the Rawdah Mubarak, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hears it, directly replies. And if we are from far, there are malaika that are deputed, and different explanations are given in the hadith of these malaika who are conveying our salams to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today is nothing difficult to understand. The antenna of the cell phones that receives the calls from how many people at moment here in our area, our antenna here is receiving how many calls and sending them to where and where in the world. And then again, calls that are coming from other places and sending them here again. WhatsApp messages and on the groups continuously. And one small little antenna, and it's sending all these messages all the time. So when man can do this, Allah who is the creator, and Allah, man is limited in all his resources, in everything of his is limited. Allah who is unlimited, how much does Allah do? So Allah Ta'ala, his Zat also, and for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah gave this capacity that he replies to everyone's salam. So anyway, Allah is continuously sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is durood? Salawat, rahmat-e khasa, the very special favors of Allah Ta'ala. Now, rahmat is general for everyone. MashaAllah, mu'mineen, salihin, all benefit from the rahmat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But salawat is that very special mercies of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah is sending them continuously. So we can imagine on somebody that Allah Rabbul Izzat, the greatest of the great, nobody beyond Allah. Allah is the greatest. And Allah is sending specially Alan Nabi, Allah and Alif Lam, Alan Nabi is khasiyat, specially Allah is sending on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when Allah is sending this durood specially on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who must be Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who must be this great personality? And then not only Allah Ta'ala, wa malaikatahu, even the malaika are continuously sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Malaika at Baytul Ma'mur, which is the Kaaba of the Malaika, right Taka, right directly above the Kaaba Sharif it is. There are Malaika who only get chance one time to make tawaf in their whole life. So we get chance, we don't appreciate. We just go and make a tawaf, Allah forgive us. But if it was that only once in a lifetime you will get your chance. So then perhaps, hopefully we should perhaps think of trying to do it the best. But anyway, they only once they get. But they all the malaika are continuously sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What really must be the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The verb Allah ta'ala uses here, yusallun. It is the mudari in Arabic grammar, present and future also. So that again shows to continuity. So the amount of Allah's rahmat coming down at Rawdah Mubarak, we cannot imagine at all. A person, if we go to the Victoria waterfalls, Niagara, many other waterfalls in the world, these are famous waterfalls, and how much of water comes. And the splashes of the water, perhaps if you are 0.5 kilometer, 1 kilometer away, but those splashes will drench your clothes with water. So much those splashes. But this is nothing whatsoever compared to Allah's rahmat coming on Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Continuously Allah ta'ala's rahmat. When this ayat kareema was revealed, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, and we have made very high with your remembrance. When this ayat was revealed, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was sitting on the minbar of Masjid al-Nabawi. And he asked the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, do you know the meaning? Sahaba, who are an embodiment of adab. Allah give us also adab. Adab is a very, very great thing. On adab, Allah ta'ala raises a person's position very much. And on bare adabi, Allahu Akbar. Allah save us. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi says, sometimes by committing a guna, you don't fall so much from Allah ta'ala as of bi-adabi, when you show disrespect. And today with us, Quran Sharif, we're reading. Quran Sharif is open, cell phone rang, now we are watching there. Quran Sharif is open. Then we start talking also, Quran Sharif is open. Many things our bi-adabi, so much, Allahu Akbar. One king, he had his personal attendant, Khadim, whose name was Muhammad. On one occasion, the father was also present, and he wanted that boy to do something, that youngster, and he did not take his name. He addressed him with something else. Father thought the king is upset. Why is not taking his name? He must be upset with him. He asked him. He said, I haven't got wuzu. Muhammad, the name of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you take Allah's Rasul's name. This is not taking Allah's Rasul's name, he's taking the Khadim's name. But because his name is Muhammad and the king, not a person like what we will say, or a pious person, who we will normally think kings are people far from deen. But the king of the time wouldn't say the name Muhammad without wudu. Allah give me also adab, all of us. Today, to read durood sharif without wudu is permissible. We should read also. But if we can have wudu, even much, much more better. If we can sit and face the qibla and we read with adab, as much adab as possible, then see when also Allah, wasallimu. Sallimu is also a command here. And wasallimu taslima, the masdar of sallimu, which means with great speciality send durood. Send it with great feeling and with great fervor. You should send your durood and in a special way. So durood is a very great ibadah. So when the Sahaba told Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu wa Rasuluhu alam, that what is the tafsir? And this is also a very rare occasion where Allah made tafsir. Otherwise, the tafsir are made by Mufassirin, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is exactly what Allah wants from us. But yeah, actually Allah made the tafsir of this. And what a beautiful tafsir also. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, we made your position very high. What is that? That إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ, Allah ta'ala says, ذُكِرْتَ مَعِيَّ,
Whenever I will be remembered, Allah says, I have made the intizam and the way in the world that, oh my beloved, mere laadle Nabi, mere pyare Nabi, you will be remembered with me also. So we find consequently what we hear the first thing in the morning loudly, azan, azan. Where we will hear Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, we have to hear Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasul, Muhammadur Rasulullah. We have to hear. Otherwise the azan is not called. When we wake up, Allah give us all tawfiq. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. On the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. On the gates of Jannah, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. When Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he misunderstood the command of Allah, because of which, and it was Allah's system, he had to come into this world, and he cried for 40 years. Mufassirin have written that he erred in this understanding, and he erred at that time. So for 40 years, he's crying to Allah, he's making tawbah, was not accepted. After 40 years, he said, oh Allah, in the name of Muhammad, I ask you to forgive me. Immediately Allah forgave him. And Allah asked him, how do you know about Muhammad? He is coming in your project. You are the first Nabi. He will be the last Nabi. But he hasn't come still. He will be coming after how long from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's time? Adam alayhi salatu wasalam said that when I was in Jannat, I saw on your arsh is written, La ilaha illallah. The last word, Allah. And then the first. And the first word of the second part, Muhammadur Rasulullah. So Allah and Muhammad together, I knew there is nobody who has got a position more higher than that of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Allah forgave him. Also, ulama have written in that same tafsir that the crying of Adam alayhi salam for 40 years, those tears of his, whatever we get sweet-smelling flowers in the world, beautiful colors of flowers, sweet-smelling, was at the tears of Adam alayhi salam. In other words, tawbah and istighfar is very sweet, the effect of it. How much we cry to Allah, we beg Him for forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala will bring so much of fragrance in our lives, so much of sweetness in our lives. So Durood Sharif is a very, very great ibadat which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with, and we should not be unmindful. In the month of Ramadan, even more. For the day of Friday, one of the greatest special ibadat of Friday is to read Durood Sharif. Every day, Allah give us all tawfiq to read. And on a Friday, Jumu'ah, we should even read more Durood Sharif. And then in Medina Sharif, when we are also, we should try and read as much Durood Sharif as possible. Not only when we go in front of the Rawdah, we present Salatu Salam, but all the time we should read. Ulama have said, MashaAllah, that the minute the thought comes, I want to go for Umrah, then starts your Durood already. When you are going towards Medina Sharif, more Durood. When you are going to Rawdah Mubarak, from wherever you were in the masjid, one very good amal also, before we go, if it's not makruh time, read 2 rakat salatu tawbah. We are going to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like that, especially the first time, there are those people, whenever we go to take a bath, wear clean clothes, etc. And there are some people that whenever they go, the new pair of clothes, you have to buy clothes. We buy for Eid, for example, another, my clothes are now torn, I need another set of clothes. But when they go to Medina Sharif, they take the new ones. And then there they start with the new clothes. So that also, and then make our 2 rakats of Salatul Tawbah also. And then as we are going, read Durood. Let us be focused on Durood Sharif. We know all the beautiful chandeliers which are there, and all the beautiful calligraphy and the writings which are there. We shouldn't be distracted. We should be thinking, who I'm going to. And here also when we read Durood, Allah give us that tawfiq, that some picture of that at least comes in our mind. That we are sitting in Rawdatul Jannah, Riyazul Jannah, which we refer to. We are sitting in Qadamain Sharifain on the other side, wherever. We are sitting near the the Rawda, and I'm reading durood and salawat on Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And my Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is replying to my salam. Wow, how wonderful won't that be? So durood sharif is a very, very great ibadat. May Allah give us tawfiq to read it regularly. And on the day of Jumu'ah, even more, and with great feeling also. So Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ continuously. Then Allah is offering the believers. And in command, Allah is command, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Again, those who are the friends of Allah, that this business which I am engaged in, the business of sending durood, this great Allah is, whose ibadat must Allah make. Allah does not send durood sharif as an ibadat. But Allah is sending what I'm doing, what my malaika are doing. Oh my friends, oh my beloved, I want you also to do the same. A beautiful example is given. It's like these are shares which are sold. And we get shares in this world also. Many times a person feels, I just buy shares, I can retire, I can sit, I just get the dividends. The greatest shares a person can buy is durood. We send 1,000 times, it is like we have bought 1,000 shares. We send 10,000 times, it is like we have bought 10,000 shares. And the dividends of this, nothing in this world can compare with it. On one durood that we send, Allah sends 10 duroods on us. We know our mouths are filthy, our minds, our hearts are filthy, and by sending durood, we get purified also. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is not in need at all of our durood. We are the ones who are the recipients, and we benefit. We send 1 time durood, Allah sends 10 duroods on us. Allah Rabbul Izzat, He is sending durood because we send on His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah raises our position by 10 in Jannah. Allah adds 10 good deeds to our account of deeds. Allah forgives 10 sins of ours. Allah fulfills our needs. How many benefits on sending 1 time durood sharif. So we should try and make it a habit that our tongue, that radbul lisan, that our tongues are wet. Continuously we are just sending durood sharif. And it should not be that when with ayat-e-kareema we hear, inna Allah wa malaikatahu, in the khutbah we hear, then we should not read verbally in the khutbah, because we're not allowed to speak, we are supposed to keep quiet, but read in the heart. We shouldn't be unmindful of that. And everywhere else, wherever we can get a chance, we should be reading durood sharif. Consciously on the day of Jumu'ah, we should try and read much more also. And every day also, we should make it to read our durood. One sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said that the amount of time I've set aside for my wazifas, for my duas, etc. Allah give us all tawfiq that we have some time that we read our, for example, Alhamd Sharif, we read Alif Lam Mim, we read all the others, we read our 3 quls, we read Hasbi Allah, we read Huwallahu Alladhi La, all our duas that we have to read. He said the time that I've set aside, that I've allocated 10%, 1/10 of the time for durood sharif. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, very good, and if you increase it even better. Then he said, I made it 1/3. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, very good, and if you increase it even better, till half, and till finally, he said, all his time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then all your needs will be fulfilled. So whether it is durood sharif, whether it is recitation of Quran sharif, we read in the hadith that this you will get more than the people making dua. All your needs will be fulfilled. But ulama, and for this reason, we need our mashayikh above us. They will guide us. That we read durood sharif also, all our ibadat, we balance it. But if somebody, Allah puts in his heart that, and he reads lot of durood, only durood, he will get his reward accordingly. But generally for us, we should balance it all. Have time for tilawat also, have time for durood also. The object of this is for me and for all of us. There must be durood in our daily diet, so to say. We all have diet. Doctor will say, in your diet, you must have something that has got calcium. You must have something that has got potassium. You need a lot of this. You need a lot of that. And sometimes when there is a particular deficiency of a certain thing, then that particular thing, more they will put it in for that time. But when you are balanced, your whole body is balanced, then you need a little bit of everything. Like that, we haven't got perhaps each one, me as myself, think how much of Durood Sharif is in my life. And Durood is that, and Allama Ibn Abidin Shami Rahmatullah Ali has written, As-salatu ala nabi mustajabun qatwa. The Durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 100% it is accepted by Allah ta'ala. Allah just loves the Durood. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu should say to the people, what your du'as, read Durood Sharif. Your du'as are like, they just hovering between the earth and the sky. But with Durood Sharif, it takes it and it just makes it reach Allah ta'ala. A simple example, we can understand the tug that we have at the airport. A huge plane, 300-400 passengers more. How much of cargo, goods, etc. But the plane can't take off. It can't go even till the runway. Where it has to take off, you have that tug that will take it and put it there. Once it's there, it picks up its speed and it's gone, it's flying. Durood Sharif is like that. We did all our ibadat, but Durood Sharif will put it on the runway and let it fly up for with acceptance by Allah Ta'ala. And the tug is used for the ships also. The ships that come in at the harbors, they don't know exactly how to maneuver. Because there, the ground is a bit high also at places, they can go and get stuck. Coming in and going out, it is the tug that brings them in and takes them out. And then how much of goods on that ship, cargo ship, how much of containers, how much the people are going to benefit, but it is the tug that clicks it all. So Durood Sharif is that great ibadat. Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali says, a person's wudu is not complete until he does not read Durood Sharif. And in fact, any of our ibadat is not complete. Durood Sharif, one other aspect of Durood Sharif, if we have to think of the favors of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam upon us. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is crying at night. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is going into jihad. No food. The Sahaba complaining that we are so hungry, in order just to survive, we have fastened stones on our stomach. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifts up his kurta and two stones are fastened. Hey, where and where? What effort of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam all the time. And if we can't even read one durood for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just a simple example to understand, we are traveling cold winter night, it was raining also, bitterly cold also, we got stuck with what we call no man's land, where there is no one for us there, nothing, no one's help. Somebody suddenly appears there and he comes and our family are with, and our little children also, small children, they also crying. It's very, very cold also. So the car is cold also. You don't know where you are also. And you are stuck. Somebody comes and a genuine, sincere person, and your heart tells you, senses, this is a genuine person. He takes you, they take the family, he gives them, at home he takes you, and hot soup is waiting for you. Wonderful food, wonderful bed is prepared for you. Everything. He fixes up your car also, everything ready, everything is done, go now. Your whole life is impossible for you to forget that person. How kind he was to you, at such itne arit mauke par, when such a difficult and hard time he came to help you. Wallah, there can be billions of cases like that. What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has done for us is billions and billion times even more. But unfortunately, I'm still that super Muslim, but I don't send one durood also. Durood is like saying Jazakallah to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Jazakallah was not sufficient. We didn't know how to say Jazakallah. Allah gave us durood. You read durood, everything comes. Your praising of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your saying Jazakallah, your showing your appreciation, everything. Durood Sharif will bring us to bring sunnahs into our lives. The more we will read durood, the more sunnahs will come into our lives. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless us with this great, great ibadah. If we all, Allah give me tawfiq also now, in between us and Allah, we decide now that I'm going to read so many duroods every day. I'm going to read so many duroods every Jumu'ah. And then Allah give us tawfiq and then we try and do it. Fortunate are those people, middle of the night, their eyes open, durood is on their tongue. Any problem they face, durood is on their tongue. When I just came from overseas after studies, talking with our friends, I said sometimes we have to go for work, etc. Parking is a big problem. He said, how come you have a problem? There should be no problem. I say, why? Parking, people are all parked there. He said, just read Durood Sharif. And Abad, you read Durood Sharif, it looks like the place you had work. As soon as you come there, somebody just, like he was keeping your place there for you to come in parking. And you don't even have to walk. You're right there where you need. Durood Sharif is for everything. Allah give us all tawfiq. Allah put it in our hearts, and by the barakat of the month of Ramadan, let us bring, if we just got durood into our lives, we are soaring high and we are soaring towards Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us all tawfiq to read durood sharif in abundance, with sincerity, with feeling, with passion. And Allah Ta'ala when we leave this world also with durood on our tongues, kalima on our tongues, very, very fortunate will those people be. May Allah make us amongst them.